Welcome, fight enthusiasts, to the Gamblew Sneak Teeth podcast, where I track opening lines for each UFC slate. Each week, there's a UFC card on Monday. I provide observations and insight on any early line moves and my take on what those moves may indicate. This time of year, the menu for bettable sports is thin, and we experience way more action on UFC cards than when we're in the middle of September and the gorilla of sport, football, is in full swing. Last week, we hit our even money priced parlay of Randy Brown to Grant Dawson, which pushes Sneak Teeth profitability in 2024 to 9-5-2 with a profit of 4.41 units. I've been on an absolute tear these last three UFC cards, and after toiling for the first quarter of the year, it's nice to be seeing the ball as clearly as we seem to be seeing it. Now's the time, the perfect time, to consider About Business podcast membership. Any interested parties, just go to Gamblew.com, hit the About Business podcast tab at the top of the page for details. You can always contact me direct with questions, lou@gamblew.com. Favorites this year, 149, 67, and 4 after a 10-2 result last week. That's 67.7%, which is as high as favorites have been in the last 7 to 10 years since I've been tracking this information. Regression should be coming and on the horizon. When does it come? Boy, if we knew that question, it'd sure be advantageous. This week, we're in Louisville, Kentucky, where there will be a packed house, the larger cage, but no one competing from the immediate area, which is a relatively rare occurrence. We're going to have 14 bouts in Louisville, of which six are 170-pound athletes and heavier. Those fights carry almost a 10% higher chance of finish over fights that are competed at 155 pounds and lower. Let's dig right in with round one. Round one is a flyweight ladies fight where Montana De La Rosa and Andrea Lee opened up a dead pick'em. Now Lee sits minus 135 to Montana De La Rosa plus 115. Both of these lady athletes enter 0-4 in their last four fights. So the key word here, desperation. Lee's 35 and 6 years older, but the Texan has faced a higher level of adversary, in my estimation, and overall has more ways to win this fight as she can grapple with De La Rosa, but will own substantial advantage on the feet. This battle is lined 2.5 rounds over minus 410, so a decision seems plausible. Now, round two. In round two, we go to the Let's Expose Uncle Louie fight. Daniel Marcos opened minus 135 in his bantamweight fight against John Castaneda plus 104 with a total line 2.5 rounds over minus 250. Little early action trickled in on Marcos, and some of it was mine as Bout Business clients currently hold Marcos minus 170 for a unit. Bout Business podcast members normally hold great advantage in 95% of our positions, but this is one where we do not. Marcos is now minus 108 and a slight underdog to the minus 112 Castaneda, who is a durable decision fighter. Clearly, I like Marcos here, yet I do recognize and respect the stout wrestling ability of Castaneda. Total in this bout, 2.5 rounds over minus 250, so does a decision seem likely? Now round three. In round three, middleweights, where Zach Reese and Julian Marquez meet. Reese opened minus 200 here to Marquez plus 160, and we have a line flip. Now Marquez is minus 125. And the take back on Reese plus 105 with the total lined 1.5 minus 160 to the under. Telling. Now, Reese is an ascending Texas athlete, while Marquez trains here at Phoenix's MMA lab, where, by the way, I have been provided a tremendous amount of MMA insight and expertise at the hands and generosity of John Crouch, my dear friend, and the sensei to the fighters at the lab. I'll have much to say about this fight on the Bout Business podcast later this week, but I can't say I completely agree with this line move. On to round four. In round four, we go to a lightweight battle between Brazilian Thiago Moises and Slovakian fighter Ludovit Klein. To me, this may be the best fight on the slate. Moises open minus 140, and in another line flip now sits the underdog, plus 105. Klein, meanwhile, opens plus 110, but has been bet. He's now minus 125. We have a round total of 2.5 with the over minus 195. Great fight and good betting action on this one. And in a fight where Moises has competed against, in my opinion, a superior level of adversary, we're going to make him our release this week with one caveat. Moises plus 105 or better. And by this, I mean, I'll be watching this line literally by the minute. And I'll take it at its apex because it looks to be rising right now. As soon as I see any small tick down or any slight move, even a breath against Moises, I'll jump the price. So depending upon when that is and when it retracts is when I'm moving. And that's the homework for Sneak Teeth podcast listeners this week. You're going to have to be active. The release this week in round four is Moises at plus 105 or better. And I'll make an update on this Friday on the Bout Business podcast. We move now to the fifth and final round. The main event fight between Jared Cannonier, oh, by the way, another MMA lab athlete, who opened a pick'em against Nazardeen Imabov, the ascending and talented French middleweight making noise in the division. Imabov has now been bet into the 135 favorites role with the take back on Cannonier, now an underdog, plus 115. Very interesting. Total in this five-round main event is lined 4.5 over minus 160. Cannonier had to take this most dangerous fight because all other top five middleweights were engaged in other fights. Cannonier is explosive, mature, experienced, and totally focused on a title run. Imabov steps up in class considerably here, and the winner pronounces himself as title worthy. Surely I'll have thoughts on this matchup also, and we'll make them very clear on Friday's Bout Business podcast. The UFC is on a favorites tear right now, and it's my estimation that dogs are due. The question is, when? Could it be as soon as this Louisville slate? I'll say this, in order to take advantage of any live underdogs, make sure to check the Bout Business podcast, which will drop around noon Pacific time Friday at Gamblu.com. Thank you for tuning in. Good luck this week at UFC Fight Night Louisville.